This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Nectar Sleep, the most comfortable bed possible. Save 33% off and get free shipping with code MMA Nuts. Renew Therapy, earn your health benefits daily with a cold plunge. Save $200 off with code MMA200. Drift Air Freshener, the freshest air freshener with no harmful chemicals. Save 15% off with code INGO15. Chimera Coffee, increase your focus, power output, and cognition. Save 15% off with code MMA15. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts episode 609.
609.
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk a line between serious and ridiculous. That was quick.
It was quick.
So you know what's crazy? No more Aaron Rodgers on the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yeah. Was it the Jets he went to?
Yeah, straight to the Jets.
Crazy. For some crazy money, too, right?
I think they swapped first round picks. They had to give up another first round pick and then a bunch of other picks. So I'm just kind of, I don't know. It's bittersweet as a Chicago Bears fan because I kind of wanted to see Chicago to beat his ass this year. I felt like he's degrading enough and we're coming up. We could have a chance and now he's just out of the division. So and then the drafts this week, finally. Fucking A, man.
Yeah, I'm been excited waiting. To see what happens. Still Bears.
Yeah, I don't know which way they're going to go. Offensive line, defensive line, just anything. Just don't do like what they did last year, which was cornerback, or cornerback safety. I don't remember. But it's all good things coming this way.
We need some pass protection.
Yeah, I think that's where you spend your money, right? Protect Fields and then worry about the defense.
Because we got the receiver, right? So that's a good...
Yeah, they got two. Because you got DJ Moore and then Chase Claypool didn't really have a shot last year to understand what they're doing. And then hopefully the offseason, you can build chemistry. This is an MMA podcast where we talk about football. And we'll see what happens. I'm excited.
I am too excited. I'm looking at their roster. It's looking pretty solid. The depth chart is doing its thing right
now. That's right.
There's no one listed on the depth chart.
It's kind of like the female 145 division for the UFC.
Right.
There's no one there. It's Amanda Nunes and fucking nobody else.
Yep.
And the other thing I thought was funny over the weekend, like Twitter started charging for like a blue check mark. And I don't know how many celebrities got offended, like, fuck you, Elon. I'm not going to pay you $8 a month to have a check mark. And like, it goes so on par with what my brother was saying, because he works with a bunch of professional athletes and he has for, I don't know, 10, 20 years or so. They all want something for nothing. They all think they're fucking entitled to something. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's just a status and an ego thing. Like I'm so good. I shouldn't have to pay for shit. It's wild. Like, I don't get it. I don't get that expecting everything for free when you have a fuck ton of money.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just funny. Then don't use Twitter, you fucking cunts. That's all I gotta say. I think it's just hilarious as an outsider because we don't fucking post anything. I just use Twitter for information and news stories and that kind of stuff. So I'm more of a taker in versus a giving out kind of deal. So funny to watch the psychopaths over there.
It's weird. Like, I mean, like you, I use Twitter here and there just for if it randomly pops up from a click through. Like Twitter, TikTok, you know, all those things. I'm just haven't never really gotten that into it. I don't in the beginning, you know, back in what early 2000s, late to early 2010s, it was like the cool thing to do.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, why am I, who cares about what I'm doing? Like, it seems silly. And I don't really care that much about what other people are doing. So it's like, you know, but I guess people use it as a source of news, you know. So
yeah, I get a lot of stuff for us from there, but
yeah, it's good for that. Or videos from events like the one that just happened over the weekend.
Yeah, let's go right into it.
Can we talk about that? UFC Blades versus Pavlovich.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
Well, this is a fun fight. It reminded me of like old school heavyweight fights and why they were fun. It was like just two guys with a fuck ton of power. Let's just stand and bang it out and see what happens. And obviously a big speed advantage for Pavlovich. And Blades not really going for takedowns, so it's kind of like a recipe for disaster. And then he gets clipped, and that's that first round. And they said Sergey now has the own modern UFC record for consecutive first round finishes at 6.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that's crazy. Right. And Sergey said he's going to sit around and wait for the winner of Jones versus Stipe.
Miocic, yeah. I could see him. You know, he hasn't fought Gane yet either. I could see him. You know.
Yeah, that's probably a better matchup, because if I'm John Jones, I want no part of this kid.
No, he's
it's too much. Yeah. I mean, would John win? Probably, but it's too risk for too little reward. If I'm John, I think I just fight Stipe. Probably going to win that fight. And then I take on Brock Lesnar as my retirement fight.
Oh, geez. Big money.
Yeah, because they should start doing all this crossover shit. Like, why can't you let Brock come over for one more fight? Let him fucking juice to the tits again. We don't give a shit. I forget. Did you do that to Mark Hunt where he came over and fought Mark?
He didn't look that awesome in that fight.
No, and I think it's hard too for him to like try to jump back if he hasn't been training, because he had like committed himself, but I still think there's some draw there, and DC would probably be pissed because that was the fight that they were trying to set up. So I think it kind of all makes sense. And then you have DC as a commentator on that fight.
Oh man.
Then have John just keep railing him like, this could have been you, DC, fuck you.
Mm-hmm. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like Sergey fighting Gon next. I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
Waiting around for Jones, Miocic. Jones might not. My prediction is Jones doesn't fight again this year. He's going to do this.
Well, it's like, when are they supposed to fight? Like him and Stipe. It still doesn't sound like it's a done deal.
July, August, September is kind of the neighborhood from what I understand. But nothing's been signed. So you kind of go, are they actually going to fight?
Yeah, because you don't know. There's all this gamemanship of John saying, well, I've signed and we're waiting for Stipe. And Stipe's, I've signed. Well, what the fuck is it? Just make the fight happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only other fight that I would say anything about is the Bobby Green had a no contest for an accidental headbutt.
Ugh.
But I liked his post-fight interview. So MMA Junkie posted this, and I'll share this, and we can listen to what he had to say there.
Hey, Bobby, I'm sure this is not how you wanted to come talk to us. I'm wondering if you can just talk to me about what you're feeling right now.
Did you ask me a question about my feelings before?
I did.
You know how, fuck it, we're going to let some feelings out today. Fuck this, and fuck this. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. We fucking clash heads. I was trying to go for an elbow, and he kind of dipped his head, and we kind of clashed. But he was still fucking moving. He was trying to put me into a fucking triangle. I fought the triangle shit off, and he was still moving fine. And then after when I busted his ass, wow, then he was fucked up. He was still straight. And they want to try to slide me on my money. That's what I'm mad about. I need my money, bro. I need my money.
I feel you, man. I need my money, too. Like, I understand what this guy's fucking talking about.
That makes sense. He's very angry. And rightfully so.
Yeah, because they're on that stupid win or show win fucking stuff still. Not like, hey, I came to fight. I get all my money. And especially, like, I saw that headbutt. Yeah, there was some contact, but it wasn't enough to like make the fight or no contest. They could have stopped it earlier, but he fucking just like it went down like he said, and he finished the guy off, and then he gets penalized for an accidental thing. Fucked up. So,
well, I do want to talk about some other drama that might have been more exciting than even the knockout from this event. Sure. Did you see all the hoopla regarding Nate Diaz?
Mm-hmm.
Can we segue into that?
Sure.
Or do you want to talk about sponsors first?
Nate Diaz first.
Okay, good. So, because I'm excited. So anyways, Nate's at the fights and he's sitting there doing his thing, right? And here he is watching the fights. I'm not going to give you sound because I don't know. There's shit in the background. So he's hanging out, just cheering on the fights. He's like, life is good. And he's like, what the fuck? He gets up. He's like, all right, bitch, here we go. I'm going to throw this bottle at you. And the guy's like, what? And they go at it, right? Like a little bit. There's a melee that ensues. I don't know who this guy is. Chase D'Amore, whoever, it's just some kind of like, I don't know, internet star or whatever. And then this goes into the Nate Diaz scrap out in the streets with the, what is it, Logan Paul, Jake Paul lookalike, right?
Yeah.
So Logan here, Paul lookalike. Here he is. Diaz is like, we're going to square up. We're going to go to town. He's up against the wall, smart man, right?
Yeah.
He gets this guy in a freaking guillotine. And then he's like, yeah, this isn't going to go well for him. Look how tight that is. And he's like,
he's throwing knees too on top of it.
See you later. Puts him out. The guy's sleeping. I'll see, let you see it one more time. The guy's like, I don't exactly understand what happened here, but I don't know. Like, I don't really want to be in a street fight with Nate Diaz. So
no, and it's kind of surprising that no one else is attacking Nate.
Right.
In this.
So chokes him out, drops him down gently. I mean, maybe not so gently. I don't know. Now, I just read like an hour ago that there is an arrest warrant issued for him after this altercation by the New Orleans Police Department on suspicion of second degree battery. And he's not currently in custody, but they're looking for him. So,
yeah, great. They issued a warrant for him and they said second degree battery is battery when the offender intentionally inflicts serious bodily injury. I didn't see serious bodily injury on that. I saw a guy that was in a fight with Nate Diaz, looked like he got a little tired and he fell asleep. Mm-hmm. So how is that Nate's fault?
And he just put him down so he can take his nap peacefully.
That's right. And yeah. I think this sums it up perfectly. Around you fucked? Found out you did.
I love it.
Something like that.
Exactly. I mean, this is just back in the neighborhood of some guys just bite off more than they can chew and then they get mad about the results of said bite.
Yeah. And even if you put your hands up and approach a Diaz, them are fighting words because you're coming at me. I that's self-defense in my book. So yeah. I think he's cleared. Because this is in what, Louisiana, and they have some weird laws out there. But I think second degree battery is like a 8-year in prison, like on the fullest end of the spectrum. It's like some kind of bullshit. But where is the serious bodily injury there? A fucking guy went to sleep. Like, yeah, he hit his head. But I mean, you cut your head and you're going to bleed like it's nobody's business. Any head cut bleeds forever. So he concussed. Is that seriously bodily injury? I don't know.
Maybe don't get in a fight with Nate Diaz. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, maybe be smarter. Maybe don't be a Logan Paul lookalike. Right. Because he doesn't like the Paul brothers. And he has a fight coming up, right? Didn't he sign a fight to fight boxing. Jake? Right. So speaking of that, we should probably talk about a sponsor.
Yeah.
This episode is sponsored by Ridge Wallet. I have said Ridge Wallet right here. Got a bunch of cards and a bunch of cabbage in here. And you know why I like this, Ingo? Because it's durable. I can smack this on stuff. I don't want to break my desk, so anything. I'm not going to hit it. And then
don't hit it on anything you don't want broken because it's that durable. It'll instantly break.
I know. And the thinness compared to the regular wallet. Wow. And the Ridge Wallet.
I love how you still have the old school trifold. Like that's
I bought so many of those back in the day. I found that's one brand and I rolled with that. Now I'm rolling with the Ridge. So
yeah. And just for some stats, all right, it holds up to 12 cards plus room for cash. There's over 30 colors and styles, including carbon fiber and burnt titanium, which sounds amazing. The wallets have over 50,000 5-star reviews. The durable material means each wallet comes with a lifetime warranty. your lifetime, not the wallets. The Ridge team is so confident that you'll like it that they'll let you test drive it for 99 days. You can send it back for a full refund if you don't love it. You know,
that's right. That's how it works. And you can go to ridge.com/MMANuts to save 10% off your order with code MMANuts. It's a sweet wallet. You should check it out. And they'll have other stuff too. They have rings. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about those probably in the coming weeks.
Nice. They sell Ridge rings.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Because I got they have like a solid one and then one of the rubber ones. So like when you buy one, you actually get two.
Oh, okay. Buy one, get one free.
Something like that.
Sort of the best kind of deals. Love those deals.
And right back to the show. So I saw Tim Sylvia had his slap fight over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Weighed in at a svelte 375. And he won. And we have a little clip from that.
Oh, you have the video. Fantastic. That was my next story. I love it. We're on the same wavelength, man.
That's right. We may even be able. And I think this is his third and final slap of the event, and it was kind of loud, so let's dial that back a little bit. I don't know. That didn't look that hard. But the guy dropped. Because it looked like they progressively got weaker in the strikes. Like the first one, he really fucking unloaded on the guy and dropped him. And then that guy got a shot back, and he barely slapped him. And he ends up winning. And then Mark Coleman says that he's agreed to slap fight Tim Sylvia next.
What? No, that's bad. Bad for Mark Coleman. Isn't he all messed up? He's got all kinds of problems.
Yeah, and I think he just said he's 2 years sober. And I thought, like, there were videos of him recently. Didn't you just show him a couple weeks ago with his shirt off? I'm like, whoa.
Yeah,
I probably wouldn't post a picture of myself if I look like that with my shirt off, but he's got to be like 75 years old at this point.
He does.
And you can only, like, those guys were running it so hot, like back in the day, like Coleman and Kerr, like, so fuck, I don't know what they were fighting at, like 255. Mm-hmm. Like all the juice, they took it all, and now their bodies are kind of paying for it.
And they are.
So slap fighting should be great for his health, especially a 375 Tim Sylvia slapping you. You better hope you slap first and Tim can't get up.
I'm sure it'll go well for him.
Yeah, there's no way he's not going to get
it. Yeah.
What else is happening out there?
Well, speaking of old heavyweights, Roy Nelson is going to be fighting Dylan Kleckler, headlining the Masvidal's Game Bred Bare Knuckle event on May 5th. It was just announced like today or yesterday that's going to go down. So Kleckler is apparently 11-1 as a pro MMA fighter, has competed a little bit for bare knuckle fighting, knocked out Josh Burns earlier this month, you know, and Nelson has not competed since losing at Bellator back in August of 2020. He retired from MMA, if you remember. So
no, that's how these guys go, right? It's, we do our MMA career, retire, and then we come back to some version of bare knuckle.
I do.
Or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And on the lines of bare knuckle, you have a bare knuckle fighting championship this weekend. You have the Mike Perry versus Luke Rockhold.
Oh.
Who is going to absolutely destroy the pretty boy, unfortunately. Like I said, Mike Perry is built for this fucking sport. He's going to knock Luke's head off. And it's not even going to be fucking close. And then you have Chad Mendez versus Eddie Alvarez. And Beck Rawlings and Chris Camozzi are also on the fight card.
I like it.
What do you think they're charging for this pay-per-view?
$39.95.
Higher. More?
What? No. $59.95?
A little bit lower.
$45.95?
Right in between. $49.99.
That's a lot.
I think you're about $29.99 too high. I think $29 you could probably sell them. But $49, you basically, I like watching Beck Rawlings fight in bare knuckle. So it's basically three fights for $50 is what you're charging. So I don't know how comparable is that to the UFC. I don't even know what they're fucking charging. $80? Now for a pay-per-view, is it 79 or 74? Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it seems a little pricey, but
yeah,
fun fights.
It is fun. That is fun. What else do we have? Invicta FC 53 happening May 3rd is going to be the first major MMA event to feature an all-women commentary team. We have Julie Kedzie and Megan Anderson doing the color commentary, and then Allie Trost-Martin will be the play-by-play. And this is happening in Denver on AXS TV or AXS or whatever. You can watch it on the Invicta YouTube as well. So I know we had talked about this before, like in the grand general sense. And now that like it seems like Invicta's gone like all in. We're not just going to have a woman on the broadcast. We're going to have only women on the broadcast. What do you think about this, man?
No, they could triple down on that because they also were doing like the male ring card girl or guy, whatever he is. So
confusing. I'm lost.
It's fine if it's an all woman thing. You can have all women. I'm not watching it. So
yeah,
you guys can do whatever you do. Problem is when they come to the men's sports, that's when I have the issue. It's just it's not my flavor. Everyone's got a taste, and it's okay to say that's not your taste. I don't prefer women calling the sports I like, be it MMA like the UFC or hockey. Just it destroys me. I'll turn the fucking game off and I won't watch it. And I think it also goes back to the chemistry in booth. Like I enjoy good chemistry between the people. And if you don't have it, it fucking ruins the broadcast. So
it does. I agree.
So we'll see. I saw Frank Mir is going to have his retirement fight on August 12th. Ooh. And on the same card, his daughter Bella is also going to fight.
Has that ever happened before?
I
daughter, father fighting.
I know father and son have both fought on the same card. I think Bellator did that. And I don't know about father and daughter. It's like a daddy daughter dance, but MMA style. So, and that's tough too, because who's going to, I hope the daughter fights first. That should seem to make sense because Frank's probably going to be the main event. So daughter fights first and he's probably going to corner her and then he's going to have to get ready. And hopefully they just give him a fucking can to crush for his retirement fight. I think because it's,
this
I
is forgot what MMA? The
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And it's like, it's not a organization that I've heard of before and I forgot who's doing it, but those orgs are usually smarter when they have the older veteran, former like UFC fighters, former champions. They usually give them a fucking can to crush. So hopefully they'll do that for Frank.
That'd be nice.
And then you were talking about that fight that Diaz was at before. I think this is the same fight that was happening. And here's a highlight. And I want to show the guy in the white shorts here as I pull this up. Gets disqualified. I want your thoughts on the action here. So Knight's gonna have to find some answers in between rounds. So that guy fell down and he got teed off on, but he got disqualified. Did you think he should be disqualified there? Because I see some things.
No, the ref didn't do his job, I would say.
100%. Did not. He started counting without breaking the fighter sub. So as a fighter, you go until the ref stops you, at least MMA, and the same in boxing. I don't give a fuck if the guy fell down. You just keep punching. And I think that was the guy that Nate threw the bottle at. I thought that was the same guy.
Oh, so maybe.
Maybe he finished. It said Chase D'Amore has been DQ'd.
Oh yeah. Here's a question. If you in boxing, say you hit a guy and he goes down on one knee because he gets stunned, can you still hit him?
You're not supposed to, because then he's supposed to be down. But again, I treat it like MMA and it's not, but I can't stop. You have to stop me. That's the ref's job. So I think the ref fucked that one up and now that guy loses. I think that was his first pro fight.
Yeah.
So kind of weird. But 100% on the ref. 100% on the ref. What else is happening?
I have a funny story regarding Frankie Edgar. If you he has an Instagram video up that of him training, and the title is "Over 18 years in the game and I'm still making rookie mistakes. Forgot to lock the cage door when I was training." If you see, here's the guy over here in white attacking Frankie, and Frankie's like, "Okay, we're good," and out the cage I go. So I guess he landed on the stairs. So here it is one more time. It just looks like he landed right on the stairs.
And he went down pretty hard.
He did, smacked his head on the ground, but
maybe Gilligan will learn a lesson there.
I think weren't we just talking about this? We were at an MMA fight in like Indiana or something where somebody flew out the cage, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we've seen some weird shit. Or people getting their feet caught in between the cage and the fucking, like the mat in the cage. Someone got caught.
Yep.
You see, and like the other one where the guys are fighting outside in the sunlight and they don't have a canopy over the cage that they're fighting in, and everyone's getting second and third degree burns on their feet because it's a fucking like black or dark colored thing. Yep. And then they wouldn't let them tape their feet up too. Like, it was insane. But that's the local MMA circuit. Like, things are sketchy as fuck, and they might be using duct tape to tape the cage up, tape the door shut, and some weird shit going on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I saw this weird thing. So the UFC is going to have some weird shared reality experience. I'm going to show you this. I think they're calling this like 8K. So make sure this sounds
is this
off
like
here.
This Zuckerberg thing that we're saying?
I don't know, but it's kind of like, I think you're standing here in the audience while you're looking at what is the fight in front of you. And then you can see like the full card above you. I have an alternate angle of this too.
Is this like a attraction you go to and
It almost looks, because I wasn't sure. Jesus Christ, I got 32 ads on my screen, but I'll have to fix this later. Here's like another angle of it. So it almost looks like a movie theater, but I don't know. It's wild.
It's like you're at the fights, but you're not at the fights.
Right. I mean, we saw it in a theater, and that was different. I think we were the only people in the theater for... I think it was a Chuck Liddell fight, because there was, I think we went to steal the big Chuck Liddell poster or something. I think there was a pop-up Chuck Liddell thing. Mm-hmm. Like, can we just fucking have that? They wouldn't give it to us. I'm like, should we just steal it? There was nobody fucking there.
We should totally steal it.
And
I mean, how do I drink my beer with my VR glasses on? That's my question. Like, it's
be
like,
yeah, I don't know if that was VR or if you're just looking at there, but it's something different. I don't know, it just seemed like you had more fun at the bar because there's more people getting rowdy and drinking versus the theater or whatever that experience is supposed to be, shared reality. So something new, we'll see. Not all of these things work. They just they're throwing shit at the wall, see what sticks.
Of course. What's left in my last bit of news? I have a update from our favorite Laura Sanko titled "My Quarterly Thirst Trap." So the IG Perfect. Algorithm will pick me up again. Here she is on the beach, I believe in California somewhere, looking quite veteran.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. I'm a fan.
She just turned 40.
I approve of this messaging.
This is, you know, she's trying to keep us interested and happy. So big fan.
That should be. Mm-hmm. And I saw a bunch of UFC fighters are getting wild this week. This is the week where I've seen people doing like the weirdest shit. So first you have Brian Ortega, who's hanging out with Travis Barker on a golf course, and Travis Barker is driving the golf cart. I feel bad. Well, Brian Ortega is riding shotgun.
Oh shit!
What's that smell, you guys?
Oh, that's like duck shit.
Water. That's some water. Like what? What the fuck are we doing? I think they're playing Coachella, and he's there.
Cool.
And then I see Charles Oliveira is doing some sort of chariot horse racing against someone else, one versus one. So here's Charles down here.
What is this real?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And like, let's on the outside. A minute long, like we just get to the end here.
This looks really dangerous.
Right?
Like you might lose your balls. Like,
wasn't he just injured anyway and out of a fight?
He was.
I think he looks like he won there.
I would totally try that though. That looks really fun.
But you could see that, like, that was Charles. Yeah. So that happened. Like, what the fuck? And you have Damian Maya. Oh, I might have to go full screen here.
Is somebody riding him? Like,
what's happening? No, like Bob Burnquist is fucking jumping over him.
Oh, wow.
MMA style.
Nice.
See it again. Damian's just hanging out on the ramp. Like, what the fuck? And then the coup de grace of all this is Mrab, whatever, Davalavishvili. You heard me right. Apparently he's in Naples, Italy. I don't know if you saw this one, but.
Wait a minute, I've got.
He just walked outside his hotel room on, I don't know, 10th floor.
I'm like, my standing on a ledge. Getting sweaty already. Oh my God. Why would he do that?
Because he's fucking insane.
That's stupid.
So happy. Like, look at me. I'm a dumbass. I'm going to trip on one of those metal things sticking out down here.
He just wants to take a picture, apparently.
Yeah, no fear of heights, obviously.
Oh, stop it. Is he going to fall?
No, he stumbles on the way back into the cage here.
Oh, geez.
But luckily he's falling in and not falling out.
Ugh, my heart. I can't take it.
Yeah, I don't get these assholes doing all this high-rise parkour bullshit. Like, what are you guys doing? And I know Ryan Garcia had a fight, a boxer, this week, mm-hmm. and he lost to a body shot. So this video is kind of ironic because he's throwing body shots to Francis Ngannou. And Francis is not having it. Who's laughing? No, like, just no effect.
This is just like, it's like hitting a wall.
Like, little boy, are you done?
Pretty funny. It's pretty funny. Oh, boys.
Yeah, let's do a little tweet of the week. Got a couple here. First one's a little magic trick. So let's see this.
Look at and remember a card in the middle of the deck. Got it? I'm going to try and catch it.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that one. And then let's see what this other one is. Oh, these are always fun. These always go well. People jumping on ice.
Ooh.
But it's an Instagram model, so we'll see how this one works out.
Looks cold and very skinny to be jumping on ice.
Oh! Oh my god.
I'm sure she's fine, Ingo. Let's watch it again.
She probably broke some toes or something.
Let's see. Knee, back, head.
Ouch.
All broken.
That's not smart.
But I've never seen someone go through the ice. Every time I see that, excuse me, that kind of video, they always do that and bounce their fucking head.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a little KO of the week.
Ooh. I'm ready.
We may have seen this one a year or two ago. I don't remember. Always love these.
It looks familiar.
He's out and then double out. A lot of blood on that.
That was a crazy night, apparently.
Yeah. And then there's one other one. This is the Bellator over the weekend. They had Patchy Mix with the KO to win their tournament and win $1 million. He had a nice KO.
Mm-hmm.
Little knee action. Hopefully it'll come up relatively soon.
Oh, man.
Monster shot.
Damn.
That's a little sneaky knee in there. Saw some fun weigh-in picks. This is Bellator. They did their Hawaii show. So, you know, gotta get your Hawaii in.
Aloha. Mm-hmm.
Say hello and goodbye. And a little face-off shenanigans. I don't know what fighting league this is. I'm sure they'll say it here. But you have to appreciate some of these leagues, their faces, offices.
What is right now?
Yeah.
It's that time, folks. Of course, we're going to have some back and forth. But, Amber, really quick, before we leave, let me talk to you really quickly here.
I'm going to fuck you up. I fucking mean it.
I like this accent.
So obviously there's some animosity here. You're ready to go. Any last words for Emily?
I've been meaning it all day. I'm fucking ready for you. I'm fucking ready. I'm so fucking hungry to smash your fucking chin. You're gonna throw me.
There it is. There it is from Amber O'Donnell.
Right.
She's excited.
She's pumped up. You gotta like that. You pulled up Laura. Let's see. I think I have one more. Antonia Shevchenko. Pretty cool picture of her on the beach checking out the fucking airplane flying by. Oh, yeah.
Really cool.
I think she's a pilot, too. If I remember correctly. If I recollect.
Nice.
And then right into some Knowledge. You got Knowledge?
Yes. My favorite show is back. It was back this weekend. Not my favorite show, but it's just good, stupid TV. Indian Matchmaking on Netflix, the new season.
Nice.
I highly recommend. I meant to watch one episode and I was feeling kind of blah Saturday and I ended up not moving and watched them all until midnight. It was quite exciting. If you like weird reality TV, this one is interesting because it's a view into the culture of Indian matchmaking and how that shit works. Pretty crazy. So highly recommend.
Trying to pull up mine here. So I made a cool purchase in the last couple of weeks. I bought an aluminum can crusher off of Amazon. So now I can crush a can down to like an inch and a half. So I had to upgrade mine and I made mine the Chris Cyborg fucking aluminum can crusher. Customize that bitch. Now I'm fucking Cyborg crushing cans.
So this is just to save space, you mean, in the garbage?
Yeah, because this would be my recycle bin next to my can crusher, and if you're drinking like an ass ton of Zevias, and then I can do plastic bottles too, so I have like a couple other drinks besides water. Jack those fuckers in there, ride them out, and then we got a couple t-shirts for Knowledge. These are always educational, so this one's for the children. E is for eating ass.
Nice.
And I got two more things quickly. Another t-shirt for you. Shirts that go hard. Old pussy is better than no pussy.
My God. Oh, man.
Seems like the internet connection is slow or something. And then I'll leave you this one. You kind of need sound for this. This might get copyrighted, but apparently there's a thing called jerk off karaoke.
How does that work? What is happening? Is this real?
Yeah. Yeah, it's real. That's fucking cool.
I've seen it all now.
The lady just jerks you off while you're trying to sing karaoke.
And the goal is to make it through the song?
I don't know. It's in another language, but I think so.
Okay.
Maybe that's the goal. Make it to the end of the song without finishing. Another day, another way.
Good Lord. All right, on that note,
that has been
another edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Engel Weigel.
Magro, thanks for playing.